The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Javes Hardy and the Hardy Siding System. Add value, appeal, and protection to your home with the Hardy Siding System.
I'm a hard-working man, working man, working man.
Good morning, Houston. Let's get you from to-do to done right now.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Need help with your to-dos? Or someone you can trust to do it for you? We're here for you. Home Show Radio continues with Tom Tynan.
All right, I've got a newsflash. Newsflash. See, Charlie's listening on the way to Mass. That's good. Say a prayer for me, Charlie. I need all I can get. Listed on the pros page. For the pros is listed on the pros page. Okay, all the criteria is listed on the pros page. Click to find a pro to see it. So there's a find a pro. And all of what the gentleman was asking about is there for, I think his name was Mike, is there for you guys. I should have known. And I know I'm going to hear from you, Tom. You need to visit the website every day. Well, I can't. I just don't have time. And that's like, you need to listen to every bit of the show every day. No, some people can't. I mean, there's 6 hours of radio we do on the weekend, too. So there's just a lot going on. And we have so many people think, oh, it's just Tom on the radio. Oh, and then Charlie comes in and says a few things. That's not true. We've got Chad. We've got Chris. We've got Christopher. We've got Patrick. We've got Will, who's going to college, and we're very proud of him, going away to college here soon. We've got Zach, we've got Tim, we've got Charlie. We've got all kinds of people. I can't keep up with everything they do. Every time I come in Mosier Media, and I don't come in often now because of what's going on out there in the city, but with the virus. But there's more awards, there's more of this, they've done that. It's like, golly, how do I keep up with these people? I just am here on the weekend doing the show, and, you know, we do the Facebook and stuff, which I like. In fact, last night, just to give you an idea, I'm trying to set up all these new lights and everything, and I'm finding flaws in my area here, and that's why I was kind of banging around. I'm losing space. I'm going to have to rethink this whole thing tonight and rearrange it. So that means redoing pictures and everything to get the lights in the right place. And so there's a lot involved with what we do here, and I hope you all enjoy it, and it's always free to you. Let's talk to Ann. Ann, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom. I just had a new air conditioning system put in my house.
Yes, ma'am.
And now it seems like when the unit goes on, the return vent, it seems like where it pulls that air in, it's very, very loud. Before it wasn't, probably because the unit was on its last leg, but I notice it very much, and it's at the end of the hallway, close to the den, so I get a lot of noise in the den, and I was wondering if putting in another return air vent would eliminate some of that.
It could, and you might need that with this new system. A good static air pressure test, the installer probably didn't do it, is what is needed right now to balance this ductwork to be more quiet. And it has nothing to do with your old system being on its last leg. It still would have made the noise if it was making the noise. I have a feeling it was on a slower fan speed, so they might have to slow this fan speed down. They need to, and that helps you get a colder drop across the coil. And they might need more air return to balance, because it's pulling, this system might need more air than another system did that you had before.
Uh-huh.
But this is the skill of the installer, and I would first start with calling them back and saying, hey, it's way too noisy. My other one wasn't. Don't let them snow you. They need to balance this thing properly. If they can't, and you've already invested in a whole new system, then I would tell you to call Absolute Comfort Air and just say, hey, listen, I've got this system in. These guys are not working with me. Can you come out and just do a static air pressure test and find out what I need to quiet this thing down? Because it can be quieted. I've had the same issue happen when I've had new systems put in my own home. Luckily, I dealt with good people. And I say, hey, I remember talking to David once. He's not with us anymore, but he put one in my beach house. I said, every time this thing kicks on, I'm waking up in the middle of the night. It's driving me crazy. And he said, yeah, let me get out there. And they came out and they tweaked it. And and got it to where it was nice and quiet and slow on the startup. And so it can be done. So it's not that you have a bad system. What you invested in is fine. You just had installers maybe that didn't really pay attention. But maybe when you call them, they'll say, oh, yeah, we'll come on out and we'll adjust this thing. Because they don't know until you know and tell them.
Yeah, well, he did say that if I had any problems to call him and he would come back out.
If he's a good guy and he knows what he's doing and he runs a good company, this is not unusual because they put it in and they don't know because they didn't live in your house. You lived in your house. So after a week or so, you're going, hey, something's not right. This is driving me crazy. You call them and say, hey, this isn't the way it used to be. I need to have this tweaked. They'll go, oh, okay, well, thanks for telling us. We'll come out and fix it. So hopefully that's all it'll be.
Okay, and if it is a return of air that needs to be put in, how far away from the one that I have should it be?
Doesn't matter. I mean, it could be right next to it. It could just be the one you have. You get bigger. You make it bigger. That's up to how the whole situation is done.
Yeah,
if you want to move it to another room and, you know, maybe put in a master bedroom or something so your air mixes up a little better. I've got 7 return airs in my house. Some of them are close to one another. Some are far away, but it really doesn't matter. You do need that opening to let the air move.
Do you have to add a lot of ductwork for that?
It depends how far away it is. In some cases, no. Some cases, if you just make the opening you have, you know, the grill that you have, and you have a big chaseway, if you make that bigger, you don't have to add any ductwork at all. All you have to do is cut a hole bigger and put a new grill in that holds a bigger filter.
Well, it's a 20 by 30 filter. It's a pretty big
That's not that
right
big
now.
For a home. How big is your home? How many square feet approximately?
2,300, and it's a 5-ton unit.
That's too small.
So
it's 20 by 30 is way too small for a 5-ton unit.
That's a pretty good-sized filter, though.
I know. But think about this. You need 1.5 square feet of surface area per ton. That's a lot. That's why I have 7 in my house, because I've got 2 units, but they're all over the place. Yeah, it calms it down and lets it take the air it needs instead of struggling and starving the air, and that's when the fan motor starts to make noise and all kinds of different things. It's too small of a filter.
Okay, so it's a static pressure test.
Static air pressure test.
Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. It'll work out fine. You'll be very happy with the results if they take care of it properly. If not, like I say, Absolute Comfort Air could. But once you get this all tweaked, you're going to be very pleased. You certainly have enough cooling capacity, so I'm glad to see that they put a 5-ton in, 2,300 square feet. I'm good with that. That's the biggest unit you can get is one unit. So usually I'm always complaining because they put a unit in too small, like a 4-ton would have been too small as far as I'm concerned. So I think you have the capacity. I think it just needs to be tweaked. I think you're going to be really pleased with it. And I mean, there's a point, I still say this, but there's a point where you can, but you really can't have, on a practical level, you can't have too much air return. There's not a point where you say, oh, there's too much, unless you're just taking the whole ceiling out of the house. Then I had somebody call me once, well, if you took the whole ceiling out, it would be too much. Yes, I understand. If you just put it to the outside, I understand. I'm talking about, you know, commonsensical, not, you know, let's find a way to make everybody look bad. That's people with ego issues. All right, Due West Foundation Repair, they're not into the ego issues. They want to fix your foundation. There you go for a segue. They are very good at what they do when it comes to fixing foundations because of the fact they'll fix the foundation. They'll put it back on a solid foundation is what it's all about. So it doesn't move anymore. You don't get the cracks. You don't get the movement of the house, which literally is just a cosmetic failure of a home in most cases. The foundation just moves too much. Is it going to fall down on you? No. But every day you look at another crack going, this is kind of unsightly. I don't think this is good because a slab, if when it moves, everything on top moves with it and nothing on top wants to move. The framing doesn't want to move. The sheetrock doesn't want to move. The brick doesn't want to move. So let's stop it from moving. Let's get their UltraPile system put under your home. Then they're going to look at it and say, how come this happened? Was it the trees? Maybe we need to put in some root barriers because they're just sucking the water out of the soil. Something as simple as that. do you have some underground plumbing breaks? They can do a hydrostatic test and say, you know what, you've got some holes in your plumbing. It's dumping water under there and making this, the soil swell in some areas and washing out other areas. So, you know, it's a teeter-totter effect. What goes up, something else must go down somewhere at a weak point. So that's what happens. Or it could be you need a watering system all the way around. It's just the soil's too dry and you don't have a sprinkler system taking care of your yard, which helps a lot, by the way. And so in that case, you need a watering system. It could be a lot of different things, but they will find the reason to fix the reason, fix the result of the reason, which is the foundation moving around too much, and then guarantee it for the life of the structure. Due West Foundation Repair. When you want the best, call the people at Due West. 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711. And we will talk today about you and your home improvements. Not me, because I have my own home improvements, but that's between me and the good Lord. All right? Because you don't care. Oh, Tom can handle his own. It doesn't matter. It's more important that we get to ours. And that's right. That's what the show's about. It's the people's show. I know. So right now we're going to talk to the people, and the people happens to be Ryan. Ryan, you're on Home Show Radio.
Got a couple questions for you.
Yes, sir.
First thing is, I've got about a 1,600-ish square foot house on a slab, about 35 years old. It's got some issues. I've had a couple companies come out, and they're wanting to put about 20, 25 piers up underneath it around the perimeter, inside, and all that kind of stuff. So my question is, it's got some tile throughout all the main living areas. Do you anticipate that tile cracking? Because it's moved with a slab so far, so... do you think it'll crack when they lift it?
Here's how I'm going to answer that question, Ryan. Probably not, but maybe. So the percentage is way on your side of not, I can tell you that. Because when they do slabs...
Can I leave my next question?
Yes.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I just when they do slabs, the tile usually, it's so gentle it doesn't hurt it. Go ahead.
Okay, so that leads me to my next question is, I'm wanting to put a floating floor, you know, like a laminate or a vinyl plank on top of this tile. So do you think that would be okay to do that? And also, if I do that, do I need to put some sort of underlayment, like a padding or a moisture barrier or anything like that?
Number one is, yeah, you can do that for a heartbeat. No problem. In fact, it'll be a great substrate. Secondly, whatever the manufacturer recommends, and they usually do, it's not really a moisture barrier, but... It's a padding of some sort, depending on their flooring. The answer is yes. If they don't recommend it, then no. I still think you have a great substrate.
Okay, that's what I was thinking, you know, because I figured moisture barrier probably not, you know, with the mortar and everything that's holding the tile there. I don't see any moisture coming through that, but I didn't know, you know. I just wanted to call and talk to you and see what you thought about it.
Well, and it's not that I know or you know, because both of us don't. There's a little meter that they just... probe into the stuff, and if it's 7%, even 15% or less, you're fine. It's going to be fine. Yeah, just do it. They'll probably still do a little check, but it'll be fine.
Okay, I'll slide one more quick one in that I just thought about.
Sure.
So they originally had galvanized plumbing in this house. It was built in 84,
yes.
And that was all taken out at some point, and it was repiped, the whole thing, cold water, hot water, with CPVC. What do you think about that?
I think it's what you have, and you have to live with it. Would I have done it that way? No. Would I have done it that way, depending when they did it? Maybe. I think there's better processes now. But at the same time, I think you're fine. If it's, do you know when it might have been done?
My guess, by looking at the discoloration of the hot lines and everything, it was probably done in the 90s.
I think you're fine.
But my, you know, what worries me is like, okay, if you built the house in 84 and used galvanized, I know that stuff corrodes, but not in 10, 15 years' time. So I don't know why they did it to begin with. And then two, I know the CPVC splinters over time, but does it splinter at 15, 20, 30 years? Or, you know, what should I expect?
I know, but what are you going to do? First off, let's go back to the galvanized. The 80s galvanized pipe was when we went through. Everything in the 80s sucked. I'm just going to tell you, everything, motorcycles, cars, you don't even see a K car on the road anymore. And I have a 1966 Mustang that still runs. You don't see anything from the 80s that works. And the galvanized pipe came from Asia, and it was horrible. And yes, it did fail in 10 years. It got pinhole leaks. The galvanization was horrible. So
don't think that it was the 60s pipe that we made in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, here in the United States. Number two is they didn't have a lot of options back then, and the CPVC is heat resistant to a point. So that's why they use it as opposed to PVC, which is not heat resistant, usually goes in the ground. And so I think you're going to be fine. When does it fail? Does it fail? It might. I don't know. Nobody can tell you. And I certainly would not lay down in bed at night and worry about it.
Okay, so you think if I'm going to remodel one of these bathrooms right now and potentially one of them later on, that I should just leave it, or should I go ahead and run PEX up to the attic? Or
yeah, I'd probably run some new pipe. PEX is fine. PEX is got a good... Upanor is the best PEX out there. I mean, it's freeze-resistant and everything, and it's not expensive. Most plumbers are using it. They just as soon go ahead and replace what they have access to, and it's fine. But I just don't want you to worry. Just make sure your homeowner's insurance is up to date. It will cover any damage. And, you know, just live your life and just go with it. You'll be fine, Ryan.
Okay, good info. Appreciate it, Tom.
You're very welcome. That's why we're here, just to get you in the... I can't get right down to the nitty-gritty on everything, but at least get you pointed in the right direction. I think that's probably the best way to say what we do here at Home Show Radio. Right Touch Electrical is a company that can not only point you in the right direction, but get down to the nitty-gritty. That's right. Get it fixed. Fix the problem. What is the problem? I don't know. Your lights are dimming. Somebody said a hard start kit, but maybe that's not it at all. Maybe you have an open neutral. Maybe you touch your shower head and you get a shock. I've had that question on the show before. And that was probably an open neutral, but I don't know, because you need an electrician to come out to really troubleshoot things like that. Obviously, and this is what killed me with the question. I remember this question. I remember all the questions I get. He just told his daughter and wife, don't touch the shower head. And they kept taking showers in there. I'm thinking, what is this guy going to do? He's going to wipe out his family? There's something sinister going on here, and I'm sure it wasn't, but it kind of, like, I would have said, y'all stay out of the shower. I got to call an electrician. That's what you need to say. I have to call Right Touch Electrical. You don't say, hey, don't touch the shower head when you're showering. That's not good. You say, hey, go outside with a hose and take a shower, because I don't want you in there until we get this fixed. Let me call Right Touch Electrical. And they probably would have been out very shortly to say, hey, this is what your problem is, whatever it was. I don't know. Grounding problem. Who knows what it was? But that's one of those more severe problems. Then, of course, if you buy new lights and ceiling fans and things like that, they'll come and hang them for you. They'll put them up. They've done several for me. I had one light. I didn't even have a ladder tall enough to get all the way up there. It was on my entryway. It was like a double tall space, and you had to put this whole thing together. It was a chore. But it's a nice light, and we like it. But as far as that goes, nope. I do not want to go up on that ladder that tall. And that was like a 15-foot step ladder. No. Not for me. Anyway, I go down off that one. I am toast. Like Judge Judy says, you want to live to be old? Don't fall. And it's true, too. And it's sad when some people do fall. And it happened that someone close to my family not too long ago, and they just passed away from it. Anyway, you've got to be careful. And that's when Right Touch Electrical, not just with ladders, but with electricity, too, because frying yourself is not a good thing. I've seen some pretty horrific video of people being electrocuted, because we have OSHA training at the college I work at. And I sit through a lot of the classes to see what's going on and see some of these videos, and it's scary. It's frightening. You don't want that happening to you. So who do you call? Will, Gary, any of the people they over there? They're all licensed electricians at Right Touch Electrical, and you get them to fix it. Or, like I say, just hang the ceiling fans and do something, you know, to improve the looks of your home. Not a problem with that at all. They're there 24 hours a day for emergency service, because once in a while with electrical, you'll have it. Not as much as with plumbing and you know, when your air conditioner goes out, that's right now, that's super emergency. But you never know with electrical. You might, who knows, maybe your weather head falls off your house. What is a weather head? Well, you'll find out when it falls off your house and you have no more power. Don't go out and start grabbing the lines. Just call Right Touch Electrical. That's right. Right Touch Electrical. You'll find them at homeshowradio.com.
Got a question? Ask Tom on Home Show Radio.
When you say something, I follow your instructions.
Home Show Radio.
got a contractor to do a home remodel, and it worked out really, really well.
That's 281-496-5711, and we will talk today. Let's see here. Let's talk to Tanner. Tanner, you're on Home Show Radio.
How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I got a couple questions for you. I have a issue with the caulking around like the trim of my house of the hardy plank, and it's just kind of falling apart and stuff. I didn't know if there was a particular type of caulking that you would use on the outside of the house that would maybe be different than the inside. And then second to that, also on my door frame, I'm getting water underneath coming in from the outside. Does that just need to be resealed with some kind of caulking as well?
Maybe. I'm not sure with that. You'll have to troubleshoot that yourself, but if that's the case, it could be. And that might help for a short period of time, but usually when you start getting water under a door like that, it's a more... It needs to be approached in a more permanent way. How, I don't know without seeing it. That's really difficult for me. It could be you need a sheet metal pan or something like that, what we call a door pan to put underneath there so that quits happening. Water might be building up there, so you need to find a way to get rid of the water. There's a lot of different issues that could be there. But as far as the caulking, there's one out there I like a lot. It's called Big Stretch. In fact, I've got tubes of it in my garage. And it really works well inside or outside. It's an all-purpose caulking that it stays flexible, and that's what you're looking at. Most of the caulking used when you have siding put on, especially with a builder who's going to have the painters supply the caulking, it's part of their estimate or quote that they're going to give on the project. They're going to buy what was called painter's caulk, which is really lousy, just plain latex caulking. And after a while, it just dries up and starts to pull away. And that's probably all you have.
Yeah, it's coming up after just a few months of it being up there. And it looks ratty already.
Sure. And that's because I used to buy the cases of caulking for my painters because I knew they were too cheap to do it. So I always planned in my project because I didn't want a callback. I would get a callback in 6 months. Hey, all the caulking's cracked. I was like, forget this. I gotta find a way to get away from this. Yeah. And Big Stretch helped me. If you can't find Big Stretch and you go to some of the home improvement stores, get an acrylic latex with silicone. And you'll find a lot of it labeled as door and window caulking. It's going to be a little bit more pricey, not that much, a few dollars more a tube. But it's well worth it.
All right, thank you so much. I remember you talking about it the other day. It was probably a few weeks ago, but I couldn't remember the name of it. And now that you say it again, it's ringing bells for me.
Big Stretch. I tell you what, it saved me thousands of dollars over a 10-year period in callbacks. Because even if I use crown mold, wood will shrink across the grain. It's just the nature of wood. And it will shrink on the cabinets where the panels go. It's common. And I would have to send people back. And once I started using Big Stretch, giving it to my painters, I never had to send anybody back. It was a beautiful thing. And that stuff lasts for a decade. So that's why I keep it in my own garage.
Good. I figured that'd be a better situation than calling them back and them doing the same thing they did and me being in the same spot 2 months down the road.
Or you could call them back if they will come back and you hand them a case of Big Stretch and say, use this. They'll use it. They don't care. And they'll take the caulking that they have in their truck and use it on somebody else's job. So maybe if you get the labor out of them and you give them a case of caulking, I would do it. That's what I used to do as the builder. I would
that
eat a little bit, give
I've
and
gotten.
Take. Huh?
That might be the best advice I've gotten there.
Yeah, that's what I would. That's what I did. I mean, it was worth a little investment out of my pocket. That's all. And they actually appreciated it. They were like, yeah, wow, this is good caulk. You know, so they never complained.
All right, well,
good
thank
luck,
you so
Tanner.
Much, Tom.
You bet. That's okay. A little give and take in the world. It's all right. You know, everybody wants to beat the other person up. This world is getting way too judgmental. And well, I'm right, you're wrong. Come on, everybody's right and everybody's wrong. And we'll just all get along. I mean, it's just the way it is. And it's going to be a while before people see that again. I'm old. It doesn't matter about me. As long as everybody leaves me alone, I'm fine. And so, I'm taking my class license to carry. I'll protect myself the best I can, and if it goes bad, it goes bad. But the rest of the world, the youngsters, they need to start giving and taking a little bit and just accept people as who they are. People are people. They are not robots. They are people. Put the computers down and find out about the people next to you. You know, everybody get along. Everybody accept each other. It's going to be just fine. As far as glass goes, where do you go to get it fixed? Maybe somebody broke your storefront. Maybe somebody threw a brick through your window. I hope not. But it seems to be a new trend with bricks. Bricks have found a new purpose in life. I don't understand it, but it has. And we have someone that can help it. Help you. If you're in a business, you have to board up your business, you're having any problems you have. And it could be just a broken glass from someone who made a mistake. Someone that backed their car into your shop and, oops, sorry. You know, that kind of thing. It happens. Glass Doctor. They will take care of your business when it comes to that. 24-hour emergency service, if you really do have one of these weird situations. In Houston, not so much. We're pretty mellow. But around the rest of the country, oh my goodness. There are some cities I'll never go to, and you can name them just as well as I can. They're off my list, that's for sure. Glass Doctor, they replace glass. Now, if you have a home and you have glass that are all fogged up because your seals broke, you don't need new windows. You need Glass Doctor. You need these guys to come out and put a new double pane system in your existing frame. That's what they do. I've had people say, Tom, you know, my glass is broken. My seals have fogged. About three or four of them have fogged up. I'm going to have to buy new windows. Why? I said, why? Well, we called, you know, window companies, and they say, yeah, well, we don't fix those windows, but we can sell you new ones. And so everybody's under this impression that that's how the industry works. Well, it doesn't work that way. People break windows all the time. It could be your kid, you know, hitting a golf ball in the backyard and Howie. It could be the neighbors who were playing a baseball game and the kids, somebody hit a home run through your window. You could be living on a golf course and Tom Tynan's golfing and running away every time he hits in somebody's yard, hoping Tom Tynan doesn't have to buy a new window for those people. Because you live on the golf course, you got to deal with it. I can't tell the ball where to go. All I can do is whack it, see what happens. It was the wind. That was it. Anyway, Glass Doctor, they'll take care of it all for you. You don't have to replace your windows. They can repair the glass. And I have a glass issue. Unfortunately, I'm not in Houston, although I'm thinking I'm going to drive this car back in Friday of this week coming up and spend 4th of July in the Houston area. And I'm thinking I might just wait. I have a nice big giant crack in my Bronco window. And I'm down here in Brownsville, and it hasn't gotten any worse. I might just wait and call them when I get back to Houston and see if they can come over and replace it, or I'll go to one of their locations. There's three of them in town. You can find them by going to homeshowradio.com and going to their website. But they are the glass doctors. They will fix your pain, as Chad liked to come up with. I thought it was pretty clever. Glass Doctor replaces single and double pane glass units without removing the entire window frame. You save money, you save time, and you don't have to buy a brand new window. That means you got to buy all the other ones to match. You don't want that. As far as the shower doors and the old aluminum, I call them old, but they've been around a while, the aluminum doors that slide, you know, to go out to the patios, and the rollers are all busted up and stuff. If the parts are still available, they can rebuild those and make them work like they did that you remember back when. And so it'll lock properly. You don't have to put a broomstick there, you know, that kind of thing, and fix them up nice. That's right. They can do that. Glass Doctor. Find out more about them. Go to homeshowradio.com.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And we will talk today about your home improvements until 11 o'clock. Then I have to drive my wife over to Brownsville Airport to pick up a rental car for her so she can zip around town this week while I go to work. And we'll be heading back on Friday for the 4th of July weekend, and I've got a couple of things to do. I've got a doctor visit. I've got to take my concealed license carry to carry class on Tuesday. I got things. I stay pretty busy. I'm always doing something, which is nice. It keeps me away from the bars and the honeys, although they closed all the bars down, so I guess the honeys went home. My father used to say that. That's where they came from. I said, Dad, what are you doing? I'm working on the car. I said, oh. He goes, yeah, it keeps me away from the bars and the honeys. He's still alive. He's 91, and he still works on cars every day. In fact, I talked to him. I want to say it was last night or maybe the night before. I don't know. I don't pay a lot of attention to timelines anymore, except when I'm on the radio. I have to be there at a certain time. And it worked, too, sometimes. But it is his old saying, and he's doing well. He had good spirits on the other night. His girlfriend just passed away of 30 years. She was the one that fell and broke her hip, and it was the last of what she could probably handle. And he's still smiling and dealing with it. I guess you get to a certain age, you just, hey, every day's a good day. He has all his health. He drives. He lives by himself. He takes care of his bills. He cooks his own food, and he does his own laundry, and he goes to work every day, and he's 91 years old. He's an ex-soldier. So what can I tell you is someday I'm just going to hear, yeah, your dad didn't wake up. Okay. I'll be the next one in line. Okay. Let's talk to Mike. Mike, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a longtime listener and many-time caller.
Thank you, sir.
You walked me through a couple of things in the past, and I finally got to move out of the big house in the subdivision out to my property. And
oh, good.
We decided to put a 1,800-square-foot manufactured home there while we built.
Okay.
And what we found is that these new manufactured homes are actually very nice, and we were going to start building this spring. And, of course, with the COVID, we put it off, and we may end up putting it off forever.
But there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, that's fine.
I'm going to tell you, it's very well insulated and very well built, and I think I can use that money to travel. But my question is, we drilled a water well, and the water out of this water well is just the best-tasting water I've ever had. But we are getting a sulfur smell from an iron ore deposit, I'm sure, down in this water. And I've got it on a filter system, a three-stage filter. And what I've been doing is sanitizing it about every 4 months, and that gets rid of that smell.
Mm-hmm.
My question is there anything else I could be doing to permanently get rid of this?
I don't know, but I'm not going to say no or say yes. But I am going to tell you, I know who you could call for a free call and just talk to a guy named John.
Okay.
Call Aquatex. Can you take the number down, or you want to look it up on my website?
I'll look it up. Aquatex in Houston.
Aquatex, and then Debbie's going to answer the phone. These are the people that do all my filtering for me, and they answer my questions. Ask to talk to John. Say you talk to me on the show. Debbie's real nice, and she'll say, okay, let me get John on the phone or have him call you back. And just ask him what you might be able to do on a more permanent basis, if there is anything, because sometimes, and I've heard this happening, sometimes you do get that weird smell, and there's ways to handle it. But I think it's going to be a water conditioner, but I could be wrong.
Okay. One other question. On this property, there is a 30 by 50-foot pole barn that I've transferred into or made into my workshop.
Okay.
Of course, it's uninsulated, and during the summertime, it's really hot out there. I just got through the roof on this old pole barn was really rusted, and I just got through putting a brand new coat of reflective silver paint on it, and that's helped quite a bit as far as the heat inside. Anything else you think I could do to make that a little bit more bearable during 95 degree temperatures outside?
You know, all I can tell you is this: a lot of air movement. If you can get fans, there's two ways to cool a structure. A structure is cooled with vertical air movement. That's ridge vents, soffit vents, vent skinning the walls, which most people don't do anymore. But that's how you cool a structure. To cool your body, you got to have air move across your skin. That's through evaporation. So the more air you can move through there, the better. Insulation, and this is where people go wrong all the time. insulation does not cool a building or keep it cool unless you are conditioning the air on the inside. In fact, if it gets really hot in that building and you insulate it, at night it's going to hold all the heat in. It won't cool itself down quickly. So you got to be really careful about packing insulation on buildings that are not air conditioned or heated. You want to let it breathe as much as possible, so at least when the heater goes down, which is the sun, the building will cool off quicker. Radiant barriers is the only type of insulation that will help, and in a way, it's not a radiant barrier, but your reflectivity of the roof helped you quite a bit, and that's what a radiant barrier will do, and a little bit, probably a little more effective if you painted the underside of that roof deck with a radiant barrier paint. It would help you, make you feel more comfortable, because it's going to stop the radiation, which your body just absorbs like crazy. It'll stop that radiation from coming through. So if you want to do another coat of paint on the inside, no problem. Heat Block Ultra is what you're looking for, and just spray it all over. And it's kind of a grayish in color, kind of gray-brown, like a mauve, but it'll work.
Okay. What kind of vents can I put? You know, of course, it's just a tin roof.
I wouldn't do anything with the roof because it's a big open pole barn. I would put lots of fans on the inside somehow and just move that air from one side to the other, and hopefully you're standing in the way of the air and make you feel more comfortable without blowing. You know, I don't know what you do if you do woodwork or what. You don't want to blow all the sawdust and everything all over the place.
I used to work on my 66 Mustang, but I sold that. Now I'm working on a 68 Pontiac GTO.
Really? That's a sweet car. Yeah, my next project, I want to find a 69 454 El Camino, but they're hard to find, but that's what
they
I want
are.
To do
they
next.
They are. A buddy of mine just sold one, and they are.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They did a full restoration. Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it very much. Enjoy
your show. All right, Mike, I appreciate it. Enjoy it. Enjoy the double wide. I had a double wide, and this is old. The new ones are built much better, I'm sure, because they have to improve to compete. Everything has improved. I'm pretty pleased with the way things are made in the United States right now, and these manufactured homes are made. I've seen some of them made pretty well. They're using plywoods and good framing techniques, and, you know, like they say, it's easy to insulate them and air condition them and so on, but I had one on stilts that was built in 1960, in Spanish Grant, in Galveston, right on the west side of the island. Now, this thing was old. It had two bedrooms, one bath. It had a bathroom downstairs. They could do things downstairs, and it was insured downstairs. So I had a laundry room and a bathroom and a room where we could store stuff, and it was all finished out downstairs until Hurricane Ike took it out. I guess the people who bought it might have refinished it. I don't know. But as far as that goes, it's still there today, and this was 1950. Now, this was the model home, and that's why I get such a kick out of it. It was the model home that some guy built out there. I can imagine it. There was no highway or anything. He just put this thing out there, put a deck all around it so you could see the sunset, you could see the sunrise, and it was simple. And he sold that entire neighborhood of bigger homes with more bells and whistles. But this was his model home. This was his sales department. And it had the original had red shag carpeting. I mean, and all this stuff. Because I could see as I remodeled it some of the remnants of the old original what was done. They actually put the carpet down and built the walls on top. That's how I knew about the carpet. That was a really poor thing to do. They don't do that anymore in the new ones that Mike has just bought. But as far as that goes, you can, you know, if you're happy, you don't need to have a super duper $300, $400, $1 million custom home. If you're out on your property, you're enjoying it. Don't be a slave to a house. Let the house be a place where you enjoy the people that you love. And don't spend all your money just trying to get bigger and better houses. I think it's a ridiculous concept. And I think I see people do that a lot, and they're constantly, I'm going to use the word slave. They're a slave to their home, to their mortgage. That's a bad word to use right now, I guess, but it's the truth. You can't get out of it. You have to sell it. You don't want to sell it. You've worked your whole life for it, and now all of a sudden it's got control of your life. Don't let that happen. I love the idea. You said, you know what? We might just keep this forever and go traveling. Yeah, and I would say the first place you should travel to, go visit Costa Rica. I got friends down there. They say it's fantastic. I might move down there and retire someday, but unfortunately, I'm like my dad. I don't want to retire, so
I don't like to fish, so I don't know what else I do down there but just hang around and get really fat. So I'm not going to do that. All right, Rudy's Quality Painting helps me maintain my home. We've got lots of projects for him. In fact, I'm making a call to him this week, Rudy himself, and I need my teak furniture restored because I have been told that it looks bad and it's going to get restored because apparently somebody else I know, Mr. Charlie Mosier, had his done on the request of his lovely other half, and it looks fantastic, and my other half wants it done to ours, too. And I said, sure, as long as I don't have to do it, I got enough to do. I'm working two jobs 7 days a week. I said, yeah, let's call Rudy. So I'm going to call him, and I'm going to arrange where he can come out and just do it, and then send me the invoice. I don't have to be around there. It's in the backyard. He can just grab it and finish it and send me an invoice, and I'll pay him. But that's the beauty of Rudy's Quality Painting. They're professionals. He knows what to do. I don't have to tell him what to do, except there's my furniture. Renew it. Okay, that's it. That's a beautiful thing. I don't like having to tell people what I want done, except I need this done in my house, but I don't want to tell them how to do it. I don't want to. That's not. And everybody says, well, I'm going to sit there and watch him. I'm going to tell him, make sure he does it my way. No, you don't do that. You hire people that know more about what they're doing than you know. And you let them do it, and you learn from some of the things they've done. Wow, that's a great tip. Wow, I never saw that product before. That's a good one. That's how I learn, is by watching the people I'm surrounded by. And I'm surrounded between the college that with our training programs and the certified home show pros and my experience in the building industry. I'm surrounded by some really talented people. I learn something all the time. That's what Rudy's Quality Painting is all about for you, for painting inside, outside, you name it. We talked about caulking a little while ago. When Rudy buys caulking, he buys the good caulking. He doesn't want to come back in 6 months and redo it. And so he knows better. He always uses top quality products. He painted my house with good caulking. He did all the prep work. I haven't had any caulking failure in now 3.5 years. And it's going to go on probably 20 years. Hopefully I won't have to have it painted again, but maybe one more time for me in my lifetime. Rudy's Quality Painting. Give him a call at 281-227-6100.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Call me, we'll talk. 281-496-5711. You can be sure to catch the Home Show Garden Pros. Give Danny a little plug here. 7 till 9 Saturdays. Local Garden Center Pros join Danny Milliken. Call for all you need to know to find things and what will grow and how to make them grow. He's really good at what he does. All right, let's talk to Harvey. Harvey, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom. Tom, we're looking to restore our bathroom, but, you know, taking out the carpet and putting new flooring down, and the shower needs work itself. The tiles probably need to be replaced. And we're just wondering which company or who would you recommend to do this?
Trifection, 281 Kitchen. That's simple. Let them remodel your bathroom and give you the bathroom that you need. A safe, whatever you need. Trifection, T-R-I-F-E-C, Trifection, T-I-O-N.
Okay.
And it's 281 Kitchen. Talk to Jeff over there, and they will. I just had all mine done because I'm old now, and I need grab bars. I need all these different things just for safety. I don't want to go in old folks' home and, you know, with a broken hip. So my mother went through that, and I'm not doing it. I will not do it. So the fact of the matter is there, don't be proud. Get it done right. No matter how young or old you are, it's just time.
Yeah, I'm old too. I'm 76, and I'm trying to stay up. And anyway, we're having some Hardy Plank siding putting on two weeks from now. So we're doing what we can to restore our home. You know, for later use. So anyway, Trifection. Okay, I will call them and talk to Jeff, right?
Yes, sir. There's two Jeffs, and whoever you talk to start with, but Jeff Roberts is, I've known him for, 30 years. He has remodeled all my bathrooms, my kitchen, And yeah, it's that time we have to think to protect ourselves. You know, I'm an OSHA-approved guy, right? I run all these training programs. We always have to think safety. And people say, well, I'm old now, I can't afford this. No, you can afford it more than you could when you were 22. Let's get it done so we don't end up in one of those nasty places that my mother ended up in. And I don't want to go into one of those places, and I don't think any of us should either.
No, absolutely. Okay, Tom, I will give them a call. And
yes,
I
sir.
Certainly appreciate your help.
And you're very welcome. Now, when it comes to water, I told a gentleman earlier, call John at Aquatex. Just ask him some questions, because they're the water experts. They know how to take care of all the water problems at your home. They were at my house before I left. I drove a U-Haul down on Thursday. It was like National Lampoon Vacations. Sandra and I were driving this old truck down. It was an experience. First time I've been out in about 2 weeks. And I brought down a motorcycle and a bicycle and some other stuff down here to Brownsville. So we have some fun stuff to do when I'm not working. And we're down here enjoying the area down here, which we like. We like the valley. The valley's nice and the people are really nice, too. But when it came to my water softener in Houston, because I haven't been there a lot, the brine tank got all messed up because it just didn't regenerate like it's supposed to, because of the fact that it didn't need to. See, it doesn't use electricity on a timer. It actually measures the water. And when you're not there using it, well, the salt can get a little hard and crusty, and then you just need to be cleaned up a little bit. And they did that. And now it works great. Started giving me soft water immediately. It was fantastic. And it will continue. I'm looking forward to getting back on Friday. And the first thing I do when I get back to Houston is jump in the shower because it feels so good because of Aquatex, the people that take care of my water, whether it's the filter, and I've got to change some filters on my reverse osmosis, my K5 drinking water station, as well as enjoy the soft water because my system is now regenerating and working right because the system is repairable, and it's going to last me probably 20 years, and Aquatex will be the people that will take care of it when it needs some care. Aquatex, give them a call at 281-2—wait a minute. I'm going to get it right. Almost gave out the wrong number. There's so many phone numbers I have to remember. But Aquatex is definitely the company to call. 281-3. There's my glasses on my head. 281-331. I was going to say 221. 281-331-7777. Man, when you're looking for your glass on your head, I feel like Fred Mertz, and nobody's going to know who that is either. 281-331-7777. Call Aquatex. Let them help you take care of the quality of your water because you are now in charge, not somebody else that's giving you it from the ground or from a mud district or from a city installation. You will take care of it at the point of use, and that's your home. 281-496-5711. I'll be with you until 11 o'clock today doing the show live from my home down here in the Brownsville area today. Next weekend, Saturday, we're going to have a best of. It's 4th of July. Everybody's going to take the day off. But Sunday, I'll be on live from 8 to 11 from my house in Houston because that's where I'm going to be next weekend. All right, let's talk to Ricky. Ricky, you're on Home Show Radio.
I'm having a concrete expansion added to my driveway is 27 inches. They should not tie the rebar into the foundation. They should just tie it into the existing sidewalk and the driveway, correct?
Correct.
Okay, then. All right. Well, that's all I want to know. I just wanted to make sure about that.
Okay, Ricky. No problem.
All right. Thank you.
Anytime you tie concrete into a foundation, it's going to be for a different reason, and that would be you're going to do a patio cover, something that's going to be attached to the house so it all sticks together nicely from the bottom to the top because you're going to attach the roof line to the top of the house too. So that's why you're doing something like that. Absolute Comfort Air is the company I want you to call if your air conditioning system is not performing right. We've had several comments and calls today. One, it's too noisy. New system put in, it's too noisy. We've had calls about my room's too cold. This one's too hot. I don't know what to do. It never gets under. I set it at 75, and it never goes under 79. It just runs and runs and runs. You get all these weird problems, and it's because it's not set up properly. There's a lot of air. There's three levels of air conditioning technicians. You have those that are installers in a new home. They just pop the equipment in. Then you have the startup people that come in later and start up the unit. Okay, they have a little more skill. Then you have the technicians that go around and troubleshoot things. And these are the guys with the most skill. So they have to work their way up. And it's the same thing with apprentice and journeyman and state Texas licensing. They have their own rules, but they have to work their way up in skills. And the good ones are technicians that go out. And those are the ones that make the money because they're out hustling. And they're out working. And they're out straightening out people's problems that are left by other contractors or inexperienced people, or just maybe a system that's old and wasn't maintained properly because the homeowner didn't want to put any money into it and maintain it on a regular basis. But they can be fixed and they can run a long time and efficiently and perform for you if you get the right people out to take a look at it. That's why I want you to call Absolute Comfort Air. When it comes to one of the things they do, and all their technicians are taught this, when it comes to doing that checkup, they do static air pressure tests on it too. Other companies don't do that. And if they do, they don't know what to do about it. They don't know how to fix it. They don't know about return airs and proper airflow and feet per minute. They just, you know, they rattle some stuff off, but they really don't understand it because it's never taught. Only thing that's taught is equipment, not how it performs. The ductwork, the return air ductwork, the supply air ductwork, this is important. This is an integral part of performance. And unfortunately, it's not understood. But Absolute Comfort Air, they understand it. They train all their technicians in it on how to do it right. And so call Absolute Comfort Air if you haven't had your checkup this year. If your system is not performing for you properly, they can help. I'll tell you what. And that's the majority of what they do is go out and fix people's problems that they have with their air conditioning system. And there could be a lot. Your comfort is important and they can make that happen. That's Absolute Comfort Air.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros. Houston's leading independent locally owned nurseries come together with Danny Milligan. Saturday, 7 till 9.
How much water should I give the grass?
Answering questions anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros podcast. Always on, always free. Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros. Saturday, 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610. And online anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.